When Hurricane Katrina struck the U.S. Gulf Coast on August 29, 2005, the powerful storm left behind a path of destruction 160 kilometers wide and damage estimated at $80 billion. Critical levees broke in the low-lying city of New Orleans in Louisiana, and 80% of the city was flooded. But 1 year later, the tourists are slowly coming back.
Where are you guys from?
Mobile.
Mobile, so you do know how to party.
Marion Lightfoot acts more like a party promoter than a volunteer for a local charity. But she spends a lot of her time along the popular stretch of nightclubs on Bourbon Street because tourists tend to be generous here.
We pull people over for not partying hard enough, give them the party hat to get them in the mood, and ask them for a donation to help feed needy people down here.
But in a post-Katrina world, New Orleans residents say fewer than a third of the tourists have returned.
It's not as many people as it normally is, but I mean, that's to be expected.
That's because even residents have been slow to come back. Since Katrina, only about 230,000 residents, about half of the city's population, have returned. Employment has declined 30%, and low-wage workers are hard to find. But the region's billion-dollar gambling industry found reason to celebrate Katrina's one-year anniversary. The Beau Rivage Casino in Biloxi, Mississippi, was the seventh casino to reopen along the Gulf Coast. George Corchis is the president of the newly renovated 1,700-room hotel and casino.
By us opening our doors, it helps lead the economic spark that's going to ignite the engine down here, the economic engine for the whole Gulf Coast to actually emerge again. We're going to help drive the entire economy by getting 4,000 people back to work again.
New Orleans is famous for its jazz musicians. People here believe music, not gambling, is the key to restoring the tourist trade. Singer Margie Perez is one of the 7,000 musicians forced out by Hurricane Katrina.
We need the musicians to come back, to bring that life back to the city.
New Orleans musicians such as Aaron Neville have headlined major benefits in the past year to raise money to build homes for displaced performers. New Orleans trumpeter Wynton Marsalis wants to help build a musician's village in the city of jazz.
And they want to create a place for musicians to have a chance to prosper and flourish.
City officials believe visitors will return. As of August, about 27,000 of the city's 38,000 hotel rooms have reopened, and repairs to New Orleans Convention Center, which sustained severe damage, are expected to be completed later this fall. Millar Sega, VOA News.